died near natural causes. God amped up his speed and broke into houses. A bunch of people to death, wrote shit on the skin and left them. They finally got a man who went to San Quentin. His last murderer was south of San Francisco, a guy named Peter Pan from the town of San Mateo. A little girl in the tenderloin was his first. In a laundry room, he took a dollar from her first. His last days were at the Bristol Hotel. I was reading Night Stalker when I went and rang the bell. The doorman buzzed me, said you're just like them all. Gave me a key and a black cat, led me down the hall. Had a flight today from Boston to Cleveland. Got a death in the family, gotta do some grieving. Lost a relative, and it's eating me up. And I make them real bad, and I need a little love. Richard Ramirez died today of natural causes. These things mark time and make us pause and think about we were kids scared of taps on the window. What's under the bed and what's under the pillow. And the Jim Jones massacre got in our heads. And the TV headlines, Elvis Presley's dead. And the Ayatollah Khomeini hostages. Ronald Reagan dodging bullets. While I'm there, I'm gonna stroll through the old neighborhood. Rick stands my age and still lives with his mom. When he's not in jail for menacing, stalking, and riding bad checks, cocaine charges. Mark Denton had such a beautiful smile. He always sat on his porch, passing the time and drinking a beer and smoking a pack. Until one day, poor Mark had a heart attack. My friend Ben's got a good job as an electrician. His sister married the pool shark, Jim Evans. And my next door neighbors, whom I love so, and they love me too, but they passed long ago. And if you walk just a few blocks down Stall, there's a house that was the scariest of them all. A cute little pond with a sign for sale. But those Sexton's kids, life was hell. And I'm telling the truth, and if you don't believe, pick up Lyle Caulfield's house. The secrets had a fly from Cleveland to SFO. I got 3 months off until my next show. I'm gonna spend time with my girl, make a record this summer. Fix my kitchen up and hire a plumber. The headline changed so rapidly. Today I came to the studio to work on something pretty. Then I saw the news on James Gandolfini while I was eating ramen and drinking green tea. The Sopranos guy died at 51. That's the same age as the guy who's coming to play drums. I don't like this. Getting older stuff, having to pee 50 times a day is bad enough. I got a nagging prostate and I got a bad back. And when I fuck too much, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack. I woke up today, I saw the headlines, an airline crashing, 2 people died. And I'm at a barbecue in Santa Fe and everybody's drunk and feeling pretty well at 53. Richard Ramirez died, but in 83 he was very much alive. He was the scariest killer in the band. He had a pentagram in the center of a circle. And everybody remember the paranoia when he stalked the suburbs of Southern California. And everybody will remember where they were when they finally caught the Night Stalker. And I'll remember just where I was when Rich Ramirez died a natural cause.